This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday bluntly told his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov that the United States plans to support Ukraine for as long as it takes in its defense against Russia's year-long invasion. The State Department said the top diplomats for the two superpowers talked for 10 minutes on the sidelines of a gathering in India of top officials of the group of 20 industrialized countries. It was their first discussion since meeting in Geneva in January last year, a month before Russia launched its invasion of neighboring Ukraine. There was no immediate reaction from Russia, with the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs denying the talks had even occurred. Iran said Thursday it will investigate reports of poison attacks on female students. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Hundreds of Iranian girls in different schools have suffered mild poison attacks over recent months. Some politicians are suggesting the culprits might be religious groups opposed to girls' education. First, we smelt gas in the classroom, then one of the students became nauseous and dizzy. This student tells Iran's Wana news agency. Minister of Health Bahram Ainullahi said on Thursday a committee of experts, including toxicologists, were investigating.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A Greek government spokesman said there's been an admission of negligence from the station master on duty near the site of Tuesday's train collision, which killed at least 43 people. The collision occurred late Tuesday near the city of Tempe, about 380 kilometers north of the Greek capital Athens, and injured more than 80 people, in addition to the 43 dead. Rail unions called for strikes Thursday to protest working conditions and a lack of government.